Welcome to the Salle de Tats, located on the first floor of the Dinan Wing. This room literally connects the French art to the Italian art. The space is actually in between France's neoclassicism and romanticism collection and the Louvre's exhibit of Italian paintings. This room is now the new home of the Mona Lisa and several Venetian paintings. In fact, the room itself has some history to it. During Napoleon III's reign, he held legislative sessions in this very space. It was in 1878 that the hall was added onto the Louvre, and now 127 years later, the room has been refurbished to become the new home of Leonardo da Vinci's famous work. Notice how the Mona Lisa is hanging all by herself in the middle of the room. Since 5.5 million people come to the Louvre each year just to see her, it seemed like a good idea to give her a wall by herself. What attracts all these people each year is the mystery and wonder behind her. People want to see for themselves whether or not she is smiling and who exactly is the Mona Lisa. It is this sense of wonder that creates crowds around her every day and at all times when the museum is open. The crowds most likely played a role in its relocation. In this space, this painting has a wall to itself in the middle of the room, which does not prevent people from seeing other works. Having two entrances and exits on either side of the room help also in regulating traffic. For the painting's restoration, it was hanging on the wall of the Grand Gallery, which is a long hallway, and crowds surrounding one particular painting most likely would have trouble to pass and see, as well as see the other paintings near it. Once you have seen the painting, don't forget about the other works in the room. While the Mona Lisa is known by all, it'd be a shame to leave without seeing some of the other beautiful Italian paintings. Look around the room and enjoy the beauty and talent that is the Italian Renaissance.